Mr. Manager, item D1.
Mayor Pro Tem Coleman and members of the board, Ann Gerhart from the Women's Center and Doris Friend from the Family Violence Prevention Center would like to speak to the board regarding this item.
Where would you like us?
Right here.
What's your statement?
Thank you very much. We were invited to make a presentation about the merger plans of the Women's Center and Family Violence Prevention Center in preparation for your approval of the Human Services Advisory Board's human nonprofit funding allocations. That is a big pile of cookies, Michelle. Sorry.
She's so hungry.
So we're going to have a Doris Friend, and then I'll do a from the Family Violence Prevention Center, and then I'll follow up. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. I'm Doris Friend. I've been on the board of the Family Violence Prevention Center since 2006. For four of those years, I've been on the executive committee, past president of FFPC. And in 2010, I met with Ann and the president of the Women's Center, along with the FEPC director, to begin exploring the possibility of a more formalized partnership. It's clear that after the change in our economy, that our funders were starting to look to us for improved ways and leadership opportunities to serve our community. And we thought it was a much more desirable approach to be proactive in that regard rather than have somebody push us into a merger. FEPC and the Women's Center have been partners for more than 11 years. Until last fall, we were next door neighbors. So our clients moved freely from one facility to the other as their needs changed. So that conversation led to the formation in 2011 of an exploratory committee that was comprised of members of both agencies and paid professional consultants to help us walk through that process. That process took 6 to 8 months, and the opportunity for the merger and how we could better serve our clients was looked at from really 12 different perspectives, which included our respective missions, services, who our clients are, our finances, fundraising, our board and corporate structures, our culture, our staffing, and our volunteers. And out of that very extensive and methodical study, there was produced a 54-page report from
154-page.
Yeah, I thought
it was 54.
I think it was 54. It seemed like 154 to Ann, I'm sure. And in March of 2012, we approved the merger of our two agencies, and it's very, very exciting. Both agencies, it's been a pleasure to go through this process. It's been a positive process. It's an exciting opportunity for us. And in March, we both boards approved our new name, which will be the Compass Center for Families, for Women and Families. And at that same meeting, we elected Ann Gerhart as the new executive director for the Compass Center for Women and Families. So we are very excited about this opportunity. And I think more than anything else, we are excited and delighted about the opportunities that we can have to serve our clients better. Thank you.
Thanks. So, as Doris said, We have formally signed a merger agreement that was included in your packets. The merger goes into effect on July 1st, which is the beginning of our fiscal year. And as our merger has solidified, we've made some decisions. We'll be the director. Staff are in the process of being cross-trained, which I think will add to our total capacity to serve clients. Our boards began meeting together in January, and we have voted on a new board for the joint agency to begin July 1st. And decisions about where services will be provided have not yet been addressed, but we're looking at where services will be provided in light of where, you know, we can best serve our clients. Again, we're really excited about the merger, and our overarching goal, as we made at each step in the merger discussions, was to really look at it with a light of how we could serve clients better. Our goal is to provide comprehensive services in the most seamless way possible, and accomplishing this through improved quality improvements and efficiency. One of the things that I learned as the merger process went ahead is that there will not really be any savings financially. We can be efficient, but efficiency takes more of the form of cross-trained staff, so that, you know, when there's four staff in each office and two people are sick, it's a little bit difficult in the office to provide services. But with a staff that looks more like 11 people, we can really be able to provide continuous service to our clients. In light of the recent shooting death of Shahnaz Kabir, we remain very firmly committed to ensuring that victims of abuse get the services they need and get connected to court services, so that we can prevent re-victimization, and this will help the local police enforcement to not have to respond to domestic disputes to the same homes multiple times. And we hope to continue to work directly with the police in Carrboro, as Family Violence Prevention Center has done in the past, to improve services. So we're asking that Carrboro look at our merger in a positive light, as leaders in our community, taking a risky and time-consuming step. The services of the Women's Center and Family Violence Prevention Center are not duplicative, yet they're very complementary. The Women's Center provides services that help women gain or regain self-sufficiency. We offer legal information, financial information, career exploration and support, so that women can be able to support their families and their children. And Family Violence Prevention Center helps women and children in crisis and does programming in the schools to prevent domestic violence. So we're asking that Carrboro not cut our money in half, but that that you make the decision to fund us at the current levels, both now and in years to come. So our funding level and request for Family Violence Prevention Center this year was $4,500. Our funding request for the Women's Center was $4,000. So our request to you is approval and allocation of an $8,500 amount. At the time of the proposal deadline, when we contacted the local agencies, we had not yet signed a merger agreement. And so we were told by Chapel Hills, by Jackie Thompson, to submit the proposals separately. And when we went before the board, before the Human Services Advisory Board, I think was the first time that they recognized that we were merging, and so I think that they had some concerns, and I'm hope that you all understand more now about the merger than and have a comfort level with what we're doing. Do you have questions, Jackie?
First, I'd like to thank you for the work that both of you do and for the level of professionalism with which you do it. I know that I get my back up when I hear people say that nonprofits ought to be run more like businesses, and I believe our economy would be in a lot better shape if some businesses were run with the eye to detail and the care that non. If banks were run like nonprofits, we'd be in better shape. So thank you, and I think you are an excellent choice of director for that, so thank you. This evening, the recommendation before us is for family violence for $4,500 and for the Women's Center for $4,000. Mm-hmm. And that is what you're requesting.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I was the liaison to the Human Services Advisory Commission, and I mean, Anne, you spoke about this. For most of us, it was the first time that we heard that these two agencies were merging, and so there was a lot of concern and question about would the services be the same, would they be different, is there a need for funding for both, and I just want to reiterate the fact that you were told to apply as separate agencies, and we just weren't clear about that until that evening. So I'm very supportive of the work that you all do, and I'm excited about the merger and what's to come and more comprehensive services for clients.
Thanks.
Anybody else? I want to thank you for having the foresight to think about taking the bold step of merging, looking at the economic times and realizing the need is probably as great, if not greater, and, you know, joining forces. That's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do to create a new board and get that infrastructure going, and I want to thank you for the fortitude that it's taken to do that.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Anne. Thanks, Doris.
Thanks, and
I think we're all looking forward to, you know, Compass taking your work into a new phase of success and impact on the community. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you very much.
And it's nice to see a merger where staff remains intact.